Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures continued to retreat for wheat here, down 6 to 7 cents in July at 7.45. A lot of analysts that look at the charts are saying that it could go as low as 7.25 to 7.30, which would complete the right shoulder or start the right shoulder on a head and shoulders pattern going back to the mid-April time frame where it hit that low of about 7.25. But again, that's technical indicators, and there's no guarantee any of that will happen. Chicago wheat, though, down 7 to 8 cents. Beans here, July down 2, Nov down 4, and then corn steady throughout the day. Some of the bigger move came on behalf of the meats, actually. Feeder cattle down 2 to 230, live cattle down 130 to 150. Really, the thing we're watching here is this rainfall and how much rainfall we're going to get. I don't know that it will have that much of an impact on the wheat market at this time. It looks like the guys in Chicago are really weighing on it due to the rainfall here, but we'll see. I think it'll have a bigger impact probably on cotton. Cotton down 95 cents today at 79.78. Had quite a range here, and that's about 79.78. That's a dollar or 1.3 cents off of the low. So a lot of action today. Of course, we've got the three-day holiday weekend this weekend. The markets open up Sunday night at 7.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Not just a ton of news going into this this long weekend, but there's some ideas here that the government may have significant cutbacks. So they were saying that they're going to cut back the renewable fuel standard, but there's some talking both ways on that over the weekend for 2014. Of course, if they say we have more, that should be bullish corn, less negative corn. But right now, the ethanol producers are all making pretty decent money at these levels, over a dollar a bushel. So it looks like they're doing fine without it. But we'll see what's going forward. There was an announcement of a 330,000 total metric tons of beans for new crop, some of it to China, some of it to unknown. But that was considered bullish. It didn't really have much of a positive impact for soybeans. And, of course, again, we're closed on Monday for Memorial Day. Globex electronic trading will resume Monday night at 7 p.m. Exports, crop progress, et cetera, will all be delayed until Tuesday. Those are normally Monday reports. But since we're closed, that will be pushed back until Tuesday. And they have this vote for the Ukraine coming up this weekend, and there might be some significant headway or problem there either way, which could impact the wheat imports and exports for Eastern Europe. So we'll be watching that, and we'll know more about that, how it's going to affect the market Monday night.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, June live cattle were down $1.30 at $136.30. August feeders were off $2.52 at $192.85. And June lean hogs were down 75 cents at $116.85. In the grain markets, Kansas City July wheat was down 6¾ cents at $7.45 even. Chicago July wheat down 6¾ as well at $6.52½. In the row crops on Friday, Chicago July corn was up 1¼ at $4.78 even. And July soybeans were down 3¼ cents on the day at $15.15½. In the cotton markets, July cotton was down 147 points at 86.31, and October cotton was off 155 points at 79.37. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.